Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager is ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and each week at this time we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour makes you laugh, makes you think, and helps you move forward. Now, is it possible, I mean really possible, to live your life with intention, peace, abundance, and joy, even when bad things are happening? My guest on today's show is Lisa Jesswine, and she not only believes it's possible, she says it doesn't have to be difficult. Lisa is an intuitive medium, she's a dearly loved Detroit radio personality, and she's been an inspirational speaker since the age of 16. Now, when I was 16, I was lying around rolling my eyes at my mother and not really accomplishing anything, but she's been an inspirational speaker since the age of 16. She's here today to share her personal story of connecting with her intuitive gifts, surviving physical and emotional challenges, and she wants to give you some practical tools that you can use right now to become a more intuitive you. Lisa's open to your questions on the air, and you can call 800-930-2819 to connect with both of us. If you'd like a mini reading, if you have a general question about what Lisa's talking about today, don't be shy. 800-930-2819. And if you're listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, I invite your questions via the instant feedback box. You'll find that box on the right-hand side of the page. Last time I looked, it was a lovely, sunny yellow. So go ahead and connect with us. We'll take your calls and your instant feedback starting in the second segment of the show. I'll introduce you to Lisa in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything? If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance delivered with laughter and love, fogcitypsychic.com is a great place to find out how you can connect with me for a private reading. And check out the upcoming classes and events. You can also stream past episodes of Out of the Fog, find out about what's coming up next on the show. You can even see a giant picture of what I look like when they put makeup on me. All of that is there for you at fogcitypsychic.com. And now, Lisa Jesswine, you're already laughing. She's an intuitive medium with more than 20 years experience. As a 2-time kidney transplant recipient, cancer survivor, and intuitive reader, she knows a thing or two about staying positive in a world that can seem negative. Using her gifts of clairaudience and clairsentience, she connects with spirit to bring through messages of love and hope. Lisa believes that we all have the ability to connect. And with a little direction, encouragement, and practice, we can strengthen our relationship to spirit, each other, and ourself. You can find out more about Lisa and her work at facebook.com/intuitiveyou. Lisa, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hello, thank you, Karen. See, if you weren't so funny, then I wouldn't have had to laugh out of turn. See, that's why. I thought, oh my God, I love that when you say you get to see a picture of me with all my makeup on.
Well, that's right. The good thing about that picture, Lisa, is that I can go out in public certain in the knowledge that no one would ever recognize me from that picture.
Yeah, because everyone's got those pictures that they say, oh, that is the best picture of me ever. And when people meet you, go, oh, that's you? And you're like, wow, okay. thank you. Thanks for inviting me on the show. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. Is this, you've had a very adventurous, eventful life so far. Is this how you imagined things would turn out for you?
You know, I'm going to partially say yes, because even as a very young child, I always had an inexhaustible wellspring of positive thought and forward motion. I was always much older than my years, and discovering about how to tap into that and to keep that all came from connecting with spirit, from connecting with something greater or outside myself.
And when you thought about what you wanted to be when you grew up, was it, I'm going to be an intuitive medium and radio personality, and what did you think you were going to be?
You know what? I always knew that I would be in the entertainment industry somewhere. I was the child who would stand in front of the Christmas tree and entertain grandma and grandpa, singing, dancing. You know, in elementary school, I dressed up as a character from the Carol Burnett show. Most elementary school kids were not watching sketch comedy, but Carol Burnett is my idol. And so I emulated her and was very disappointed that nobody knew who the washerwoman was from the beginning of the Carol Burnett show. And I thought, what's wrong with you kids? Don't you know who I am? And I would always do all these skits and sketches and things like that. So it was all about expression for me. At 5 years old was the very first time I actually heard a voice. And I was in the backyard playing, and we had a little playhouse in the backyard. And I heard the word Lisa said very gently and softly, Lisa. And at first I thought someone was hiding in the playhouse because all my friends and everybody was out in the front part of the yard, and I was in the backyard. And I looked through the playhouse, and I didn't see anybody. And I kept looking and kept hearing my name. And even though that might scare some people, I knew that I was safe. And for some reason, I just sort of laughed and ran around to the front of the house and completely forgot about it. Little did I know that years later, I would hear that exact same voice. And I would understand a little bit better about what it was about. So as I moved through, you know, I had a picturesque life. I lived in, you know, suburban, you know, three-bedroom, bath and a half, two-car garage, brick ranch in a great new neighborhood. And, you know, this was the time when, you know, when the streetlights came on, you came home, and your parents didn't have to worry about you, you know, riding your bike a block over to go play kickball or whatever it is. So I consider it a very idyllic kind of middle-class upbringing that I had. When I was about age 7, they told me that I had to start going to get my blood drawn, and I wasn't quite sure. I didn't know why children had to do that, but I figured, oh, well, I'll just do it. So every week from the age of 7 to the age of 12, I got blood drawn. And they also would take a urine sample. Again, just something that I did. I didn't quite question it. At the age of 12, they approached me and said I'd have to go on dialysis.
Wow.
And I can honestly say I recall the moment of sitting on the crunchy white exam room paper when they said it to me, because at that moment, my childhood left my body. I actually felt it drain out of me. And in that moment, I went somewhere else. I believe I was asking for help without even knowing it. And there is something that happens in someone when we go through a great trauma. And sometimes we can retreat inward. Sometimes we act outward. But what is always available to us is this overwhelming, beautiful sense of spirit that is with us. And I use the word spirit sort of interchangeably, whether you believe in a higher power like God, whether you believe in archangels, then there are guardian angels, fairies, gnomes, I mean, whatever it is that brings you that sense of peace that there is spirit or someone else out there helping you. Even loved ones who've passed on and friends, those are spirit as well. So I use that word interchangeably, spirit. So at that moment, I believe I called on spirit to help me deal with the fact that I felt like my world was ending. And at age 12, I went on dialysis for the first time, which would require something called a Scribner shunt to be put into my arm, which was a tube that ran outside your arm with your blood running through it. And that was always wrapped in an ACE bandage. And I used to lie to the kids at school, you know, 12 and 13. You can imagine kids that age aren't very accepting. And I would say that I got my arm caught in the fence or a dog bit me or whatever. And I got tired of making up excuses. And one day one of our English teachers said, you're all going to have to come in tomorrow and do an extemporaneous speech. And I thought, oh, my gosh, she wants us to get up and talk about something that we know a lot about, and you were not allowed to use notes. You had to just speak. And I thought to myself, I'm going to blow these kids' minds. I am going to tell them why I have this ace bandage on my arm and why I have to leave 3 days out of the week during gym class, and nobody knows where I go. And, of course, I was being taken downtown to go on dialysis. And so the next day came, and I stood in front of all of these faces, and I showed them what an artificial kidney looked like, lines, clamps. The piece de resistance was not just the needles that I brought in, which were packaged, and nowadays it would never let someone bring needles into school, but I did then. And I held my arm up over my head, and I started slowly unwrapping my ace bandage until they could see the tube that poked out of my arm with the blood running through it. And you have never seen so many little teenage faces just go absolutely white. And I walked up and down the aisles to make sure everybody could get a good look at what my life was about.
Wow.
So that's part of when you embrace whatever trauma it is that you're going through, and you can then help others to understand it, you will start to feel better. You will start to feel a sense of control, a sense of release, a sense of connectivity. Because up until that time, I had felt very apart from these other kids. And after that time, I got things like, hey, that's cool. Can I see that thing? Or what is that? Hmm. We all know people fear what they don't understand. And nothing could be truer than that in the spirit world. Right, Karen?
That's true. And you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Lisa Jesswein. And we'll be right back after this.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in to the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit the Michelle Bond Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com. Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. That was me, of course, on the drums, and Lisa Jeswan on vocals. Was that you, Lisa, singing?
Yeah, it was. You like that? Nice.
Yeah, that's good. We're good together. There's a musical career ahead of us, I think. My guest on the show is Lisa Jeswan. She's an intuitive medium. She's an inspirational speaker, radio personality, and just all around good folks. You can find out more about Lisa and her work by checking out facebook.com/intuitiveyou. Now, before the break, you were telling the story of how you kind of came out of the closet as someone who was on dialysis in front of your classmates, how you took that fear of maybe being ridiculed, that need to make excuses, and you showed them who you really were.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How did your connection with spirit then help you through the days and weeks and months that followed? Because dialysis is not happy.
No, not at all. And usually that means there's some form of a transplant down the road. Earlier I spoke of a voice that I heard when I was 5 years old and about the fact that at another point in my life I would hear it again. And this brings us right to the point that I heard this voice the second time. After being on dialysis for almost 4 years, the call came in that they had a kidney for me, and on September 29, 1982, I had surgery and received a kidney transplant from a gentleman who died from a car crash in Grand Rapids, and that's all I'll ever know about him. I was 16, the first time I had the transplant, and something very unique occurred during that time. When they sent me home and I fell asleep in my bedroom, and I sleep curled up, I actually kinked off an artery running from my leg up to my kidney because they transplanted them up front. I had 5 grand mal seizures, flew out of bed, ended up being rushed to the hospital, spinal tap, brain scan, the whole 9 yards, and I had a near-death experience. And the light was beyond beautiful, the most gorgeous things I've ever seen. There are no words in any language, as far as I'm concerned, that can explain exactly how I felt. I walked towards the light. And when I say walk, I don't even know if my feet were moving. I was being pulled towards it. And I was the one doing the pulling. I wanted to go into the light. And I said, no more needles, no more pain. Please let me stay. And I wanted to stay in the light. And the voice came back and said, no. And it was the same voice that I had heard when I was 5 years old. At that point, I felt a push backwards on my chest. And lots of things were flying by me very quickly, and I woke up in the hospital with my wrists and ankles tied to a gurney and tubes out of every orifice of my body, and I know who I was in front of. And I know I wanted to stay gone because it was the most beautiful feeling I had ever felt. At that time, I was 16 years old, and what happened then is it's almost like someone turned up the volume. We all have intuition, and we all sometimes sense something or feel something that we can't quite explain. When I came back after my near-death experience, it was like that volume was on 10 all the time. And so I started reading books. I started going to seminars. I started exploring what this was because I thought I was crazy, because I knew things. And when I say I hear, when I started to hear things, it's not an audible sound for me. It's the same thing as when you're in the car and you hear a song and you get out of the car and it's still in your head like an earworm. That's how I hear. And so once I started exploring all of this, I realized that I could sort of have a direct link to help me. And I started identifying those spirit guides that were around me. And they came to me in different ways. There was a time I was talking all about, you know, I wanted love in my life and all of this. And everywhere I kept seeing references to England. I would hear the word. I would see something on TV. And I was like, what's this with England? And I heard someone say, that's my name. And I went, oh, my love guide is named England. I like that. And so there's that moment where there's acceptance, and you just sort of have to, you can either say, that's a bunch of malarkey, and it's stupid, and I'm not going to believe it. That's okay. That's a choice. But why not know who your ethereal team is? Why not know who your spiritual team is backing you up? We know who to call in the physical world. Something's wrong, you need help with someone, you call your friend, you call, you know, a relative or whatever. But who do we call on our ethereal team? And of course, a lot of us would say, I call my higher power. Wonderful, fantastic. Why not find out if there's anyone else around you? So that's how I became super interested in figuring out who was around me and what their job was with me. I have a main guy named Arrow that I've had ever since I was a young girl, and his, to me, he always makes my arms turn like a bird taking flight. And I can feel that at any different time during the day, and I know he's around me. It doesn't make me cuckoo, doesn't make me crazy, just makes me smart, knowing who's around me and how, like other people might feel that sensation and think, oh my God, I pulled a muscle. I know that that's Arrow who's by me and helping me out. So that's where knowing who your guides are or who's around you is extremely helpful, so that you can talk to them and you can ask them things. Now, I don't always start up a public conversation with my guide in the middle of the cereal aisle at the grocery store because I know that might elicit some funny looks, but I can do it in my head. I can talk to them. I'm just the same as anybody else. It's just I talk to dead people. I talk to spirits. So finding out where your faith lies in all of that is sometimes the biggest problem with people, because either the way they were brought up or they are very literal and they have to see it and touch it in order to believe in it. What I say to that is every day you get up and you breathe air and oxygen. You can't see it, right? But you have faith and trust that your lungs will fill and you'll be able to breathe. You have faith and trust that someone loves you. You can't really see that, but you know love exists. So how is this different?
Mm. Do you believe, I bet you do too, that we all have guides, whether mm-hmm. we're tuned in intuitively or not?
Yes.
How can someone who's curious start to connect with their guides? How can they just throw out that first little, I think of my relationship with guides, it's like we're having a conversation. How can they throw out that first little conversation starter to their guides?
Fantastic. There are a couple of different ways. The first thing I'll say to you is your body never lies. Your body never lies. If you sit down, and I'm not talking about meditation, I'm just talking about sitting quietly for a minute, it can just be a minute, and paying attention to your body. Do you feel anything in your toes, in your fingers, the top of your head, your throat? And it can be minuscule. It can be that you have an itch on your elbow, or you have a twitch, or your knee hurts. Okay? Sometimes these are ways that spirit lets us know that they're around us by actually having a physical reaction in our body. Also pay attention to your emotional body. Are you suddenly feeling agitated or happy or sad? What's going on in your emotions? These are ways to connect. And then there's a couple of other fun ways. One way is doing the book thing. This is always fun. And you can go to a bookstore and use your own bookshelf. And you're going to have to suspend your disbelief. And you're going to say, okay, if there's anyone out there, I'd like to know who you are. And then I need you to just run your hands over the book and stop when you feel you should stop. You may feel a sensation, coolness, heat, tingling, pressure, closeness, or just a knowing, like I'm going to stop on this book. And then without looking, flip open to a page and drop your finger down and read what it is saying. Okay, that's sort of a fun way to sort of start connecting with spirit. Another way could be to sit and write. Some call it automatic writing. Others just say, I'm writing a letter, an open letter to my spirit guide. And you sit quietly with a pad of paper and pen, and you can say the words in your head or out loud, what is your name? And then go with your first gut instinct. Don't edit. Trust. That's where we fall into a bad habit, is we start to edit the information we're getting because we think we're making it up. So for just those minutes while you're writing, drop everything out of your head on that piece of paper. And you know what? If it comes out and says, this is stupid, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm not good at this, get all that negativity out on the paper so you can then clear up and open up to the true information that's coming through. Now, let me ask you something, Karen, because I know sure. I have a way of this. How do you know the difference between true information and guidance and something that is made up?
I use my discernment as well as my intuition. And when I'm working with students, what I teach intuitive development as well, and when I'm working with students, what I try to do is give them the experience of feeling, what does a yes feel like to you? To me, a yes is a sensation in my body, but it also has a sound like a ping to it. Mm. It rings true, literally rings true to me. If it is a no or a stop or a holy cow, step away from this, it sounds more like a blat, right? And it feels blat in my body, right? So I get a feeling and a kind of a sound. Again, like you were saying, not an audible sound, but in my inner ear, sort of. And so one of the things I feel like is really important for people who are wanting to explore, wanting to develop their intuitive abilities, is get an idea of what it feels like when you are connected.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I love about what you're saying, Lisa, is you, like me, maybe I just love you because you're like me and we agree on things, but you're holding this so lightly. You have life experience with many difficult things that have happened. You've seen the sunny and the not so sunny, right? You work with the living and those who have passed over, and yet you hold this so lightly. Starting this conversation with your guides, opening to your intuition, doesn't have to be a tremendously serious thing where we all put on our really fancy clothes and then sit quietly and are very grim. Spirit interacts with us at a higher vibration. That's the vibration of laughter, love, joy, peace, abundance, forgiveness, healing, right? That's the space in which we connect. And so I love how you're holding it as lightly as you are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And just remember that once you figure out what your guide or your loved one feels like to you, and let's say they've given you a particular clue or sign that they're around, and you're like, oh, I know that's their sign. You also have to be wary of not having tunnel vision that is the only way that they are going to connect with you.
Oh, that's great. Lisa, I'm going to stop you right there. We're going to go into the break. When we come back, I want to ask more about that because people do get hung up on that, don't they? You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Lisa Jesswine, who I agree with, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. If you have not heard this show before, we are moving over from an evening slot here on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ. I'm happy to be your lunchtime friend or your morning coffee friend as we move forward. I'll be here every Wednesday live at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific in this spot. And you can always catch up on past shows at transformationtalkradio.com or at fogcitypsychic.com. Just click that Out of the Fog radio logo. There's past episodes for you to stream and lists of upcoming guests. There's all kinds of delightful things to do over at fogcitypsychic.com. My guest on today's show is intuitive medium Lisa Jesswine. She has more than 20 years experience connecting people with their loved ones in spirit and helping people develop their own natural gifts to step in so that they can be their best intuitive you, or I guess intuitive them, or intuitive them.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
I think they understand that.
I think so, too. We'll just leave it right there. Lisa, before I cruelly cut you off when we went into the break, you were talking about how people can get a sense, have a knowing that one of their loved ones in spirit is around them, but that they can then get tunnel vision about that communication. Can you say a little more about what that means?
Sure, absolutely. But sometimes people say, I just had a feeling they were around, and they're very good about it, sort of accepting that and letting it go. Other times there are specific signs or signals, example, and coins are a big one. People will see certain coins or maybe a bird or butterflies or other objects. Sometimes they get so tunnel focused that they think the only time that family member or spirit guide is around them is if they see pennies on the ground. And if they don't see pennies, boy, oh boy, they're out on their own, and that spirit guide's not there with them. Nothing could be farther from the truth. spirit gives us signs and signals when we need them. You don't always need them, because at some point you have to tap into your own inner cheerleader, your own belief system, your own sense of safety and security. They never leave your side energetically. As a matter of fact, spirit guides can be in several places all at the same time, vibrating at exactly the same strength. So in other words, if, you know, someone's mom passed away and one daughter lives in California and the other lives in New York, mom can literally energetically be in both places at the same time. Nobody owns any certain signs or signals. That's why some people have repeat or similar signs. And when I'm talking about tunnel vision, too, about the coins, let's say someone sees pennies all the time, and then suddenly they stopped seeing pennies. But there were other things that were happening around them they weren't picking up on. Like, for example, maybe they saw quarters. And they kept thinking, well, it's not pennies, so it's not them. And here's a quick example. I have one of my guides, and his name is Buck. And Buck always made me feel very safe and secure. And Buck would always show himself as the outline of deer antlers or deer on trucks. You see a back of those on trucks all the time. And and I would see deer antlers in all over the place in different areas. Really funny. And I'm driving one day, and I'm very nervous and scared. And I said, Buck, please let me here. Please tell me you're here. And I heard, I'm right in front of you. And I'm looking, and I said, I don't see the sticker. I don't see you there. Where's the sticker? And he said, calm down and look directly in front of you. And after I took a deep breath, I looked in front of me, and there was an old Buick driving in front of me with the letter I missing out of the B-U-I-C-K on the back of the trunk. So it spelled out Buck. So, now, if I had been so tunnel vision and thinking, nope, I got to see those antlers. That's the only way he's going to help me. I would have missed out on that beautiful sign directly in front of me as he was saying, I'm right here. And he did that to teach me a lesson about being really open to the many different ways that same spirit can come through to you. So know that they can transition and change the way that they get a hold of you. And you are absolutely right if you are feeling that they are around. And someone one time said, well, I want them around all the time. And I said, well, that's not very realistic. I said, when your mother lived here on this earth, did you want her to call you every day? And she said, well, no. And I said, so why are you expecting it now? I said, if your mother didn't call you, you always knew she was there, right? And she said, yes. I said, so that doesn't change in the spirit world. If she doesn't leave the pennies for you every day, she's still there. So that was a big eye-opener. For her. And the funny part about the pennies is she actually stopped seeing pennies, but she started seeing references to Lincoln everywhere. And it just so happened to be this year when the movie Lincoln came out. And she said, I freaked out when I saw the commercial on TV, she said, because then suddenly she kept seeing the name Lincoln everywhere. Her child ended up switching schools to a Lincoln school. You know, so sometimes spirit does that. And it's kind of fun. You're almost like on a little quest. So go on a quest. Have fun with the journey. Don't do what I call pay soft attention. So you can really look for it and, oh, I don't see it, and get all stressed out. Or you can go throughout your day and very gently just let your eyes and your ears and your body move through and pick up on the subtle clues that are sometime coming to you from all different areas.
Lisa, do you make a distinction between our loved ones in spirit, those who have who've passed over, and our guides?
I do if they tell me that's who they are. So energetically, when I feel them, usually there's more emotion attached to someone who is a person that is a relative or friend. And there is a sort of a higher, sort of ethereal feeling when it is a spirit guide. And sometimes they will say names to me, and I am not deciphering whether it is someone who's passed on or whether it's a spirit guide. So sometimes I will ask people about a particular name and just sort of see where it fits. Now, there's also the interesting story of when people don't know what has happened to someone, and that happened to me the other day in a reading, and someone came through with a name, and this person said, well, that's so-and-so. I know them, and nobody knows what happened to them.
Mm.
Now, I have to be very delicate because I'm sensing that it's someone who's passed over. I relayed the information, and later on they called me back and said they actually did research it and found out through an obituary that that person had died last month. So in that case, the energy came through as somebody they knew, but it was very sort of far away and not sure that they wanted to let them know. But obviously they came, so they did want them to know. And people might ask you this, Karen, all the time, too. Are you going to tell me someone's died? Are you going to tell me bad news?
Yeah. Oh. Or are you going to tell me when I am going to die? People are really
right.
Scared about that.
Yeah, and that, the answer to those is no, because except for bad news, it depends on what you consider bad news. I don't deal in death. That's God, between God and the people, not me. That's none of my business. So
yes.
I say no to that. When you go for a reading, and you should go, make sure you're going for a reading for the right reasons. Okay? Readings can be about entertainment, absolutely. They can be about healing. They can be about finding peace. But as far as I'm concerned, you are wasting your time if they are about testing someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, this is just me talking, it is a waste of my time and yours if that is the reason that you are doing a reading. It is absolutely okay to have a certain amount of healthy skepticism. Absolutely. You never want to take 100% face value what someone's telling you. You have to have your own mind, your own sense of what's right and wrong. So make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. What would you think of that, Karen? Does that sound about right?
I think you're exactly right. My sense in my work is that information that comes through is given always with love and light, even if it's something maybe you don't want to hear. But if you go to someone who's calling themselves an intuitive and they are telling you things that scare you, they are trying to manipulate you or pressure you, right? They're saying, oh, you have to do this or the people you love will get sick or you're going to die or terrible things.
Mm-hmm.
That's nonsense, folks. That's not work that's done in integrity. That's not a genuine connection to spirit.
But never, ever, ever pay someone if they say, for $300, I'll remove this curse from you.
Oh. But, you know, smart people get taken in by that because they are afraid. And part of learning to connect, oh, darn it, and here comes another break, but part of learning to connect with your own intuitive abilities is that you start to get a sense for yourself, does this sit right with me? Right? You learn to trust yourself. You learn to be able to validate what you can get so that you don't have to be scared. Right?
Yes.
You don't have to be manipulated because you are using those gifts for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely correct. I couldn't have said it better myself. Gotta use the brain. Gotta use the brain God gave you.
Absolutely. It's about intuition and common sense together, right?
Uh-huh.
Don't let fear run the show. Now, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is intuitive medium Lisa Jesswine. You can connect with her for a private session, which I would recommend. You can get more information about what she's doing and how to contact her at facebook.com/intuitiveyou. We'll be right back with Lisa after this.
The Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is intuitive medium Lisa Jesswine. You can find out all about her and what she's up to at facebook.com/intuitiveyou. And Lisa, you were saying you have a kind of a goal for that Facebook page. Do you want to share what that is?
I do. I put this Facebook page up back in October of last year, and my goal was to get 1,000 likes by my birthday this July. Well, I'm right around 762 at this point, and so I have a couple more months to get to that goal, so I'd really appreciate it if you want to check out my Facebook page. You can find out about readings with me, books that I have read that have helped me with my own intuition and all of that at facebook.com/intuitiveyou, and you is spelled out. Some people think it's just the letter U, but it's intuitiveyou.com. There you go.
Okay, intuitive Y-O-U. And when... Yeah. We were talking a little bit before the break about how people can be pulled into readings maybe for the wrong way or find themselves working with someone who might not be in full integrity. What is it like to work with you? How do you approach this work with clients, and what do you want your people to know before they come and connect with you?
I think one of the biggest things is to have a really open heart and to bring your common sense. Because you might already be nervous. I'm not going to tell you not to be nervous, because people all the time are. They're very nervous, and that's okay. It's completely okay. When you have a reading with me, I use several different forms of divination. I'm clairaudient and clairsentient, which means that I hear and that I sense. And I use tarot cards, runestones, oracle cards, and the thing that I really love using the most is table tipping. And table tipping is merely a method by which spirit can enter into a physical object and make it move. And the reason we do that is not for, you know, dog and pony show. It's so that you may ask an immediate question with a yes or no answer and get that answer from spirit without having to use me. It's about connecting you quicker with that energy so you can feel it. So there we see the yes, we feel the yes, all at the same time. Or we see the no and we feel the no. So it's a little bit of a training for you as well. And when you're getting ready to pick, or you're thinking, I really would like a reading, obviously the number one way is word of mouth. Understand, just because someone, your friend or whomever, has had a really good reading, doesn't mean you're going to connect or vibe with the exact same reader. It's no different than if you're looking for a good babysitter for your kids or a dentist. Some people really loved a particular dentist. Some had a horrible experience. It doesn't mean it's a bad dentist. It just means it's not the dentist for you. And that's the same way with readers. So do your research. Find out on, you know, how long have they been doing this. Read their testimonials. A real good reader will have testimonials up so that you can read it from other people, what their thoughts were. And then go with your own gut intuition or instinct. You'll know when you're looking at their picture or you're on the phone with them talking or even through email. The way in which you are treated is highly important, okay? You should never be treated as an afterthought. You should be always treated with the utmost respect when you are dealing with a reader. And the ones that I know that are all, you know, above board and fantastic know that their clients are really important. And it's also a very private experience as well. You should know that as well. No reader should be talking about your stuff without your permission. So that's what I want to tell people about. When you're getting ready to come to me, know that you are absolutely safe in this environment. And if you're not feeling that way, then you need to tell me. You need to tell me. And sometimes, you know, I get names from people, and it doesn't always mean they're passed over. Sometimes they talk about a particular name of someone who's alive because there's something that they want you to do with them. Okay? They want you to talk to them. They want you to think about what happened with that person or whatever. So there's lots of different things that can come through. One thing that I write on my Intuitive View page as well is about the fact that, and Karen talked about this before, you may not get what you want, but you will always get what you need. Spirit has veto power. And they know what is absolutely the most important thing for you to hear at that moment. I also have a rule that, I would prefer people not come to see me for at least 3 months, to see me, a second time, because you got to let life happen. And, you know, I jokingly, and it's somewhat serious, and I know Karen believes the same way, that when you come to see me, I hope you never need to see me again. Because it is my goal to make sure that you have an action plan in place when you leave here to help you to continue to grow your relationship with spirit and to strengthen your intuition. It's a muscle. The more you move it, the stronger it gets. It's
absolutely
no different. Karen and I have been moving this muscle for a long time.
Although we are quite youthful, both of us, quite youthful still.
Absolutely.
What do you think when people connect with the intuitive you, when they connect with their own intuitive abilities, when they start to feel, sense, know that they are protected, they're not alone, that there's guidance for them, how do you see people's lives change when they make that connection?
Oh, man, it's just like having a whole other cheering squad for you that feels so good. It is that sense of just giving over and saying, here, help me with this. Or, wow, thank you for helping me to feel better. Okay? It is picking up on little clues that I put in front of you as to where to go next, what to do next, who to talk to next. Okay? Because usually, and you know this, Karen, people will come either about relationships, about loved ones who've passed on, about work issues. Those are like the top three things that people want to know about. I would say that 99% of the time, you're going to know exactly where you're supposed to go. You just want someone else to tell you to do it. Mm-hmm. And so when you have a direct connection and you strengthen this communication and this relationship with spirit, it's like you've got a built-in reader right there. Mm-hmm. All you've got to do is access into that. The only thing that stops you from fully embracing that is trust. It's trust. You don't trust yourself. That's where it comes in, because this is not an exact science. And people think that, you know, oh, my gosh, I'm going to interpret it wrong. Okay? You know what? So could a reader. That has been known to happen. Okay? Yeah. So know that you absolutely 100% have the ability to connect with spirit, to get to know them, to create a relationship, and have a fun, beautifully guided life because of this connection with spirit.
Lisa, you're a well-known radio personality here in the Detroit area, but you've got a brand new radio show starting up, I think on May 9th. Can you tell people what that is and how they can hear more of you?
Absolutely. My revamped show on Empower Radio, and so it would be on empowerradio.com, is called Real Life with Lisa Jesline. And I wanted to continue to find and talk to really very interesting people about all different facets of their life, how they got where they are, what are their triumphs, what were their struggles. So everyday real life stuff. We don't pull any punches, but we keep it very upbeat and very happy. Oh, my gosh, kind of sounds like Karen's show. Wait a minute. No, but it's always a fun place to find more interesting, uplifting people. It's empowerradio.com, and that starts up on May 9th. And my first guest is going to be the founder and president of Empower Radio, Brent Carey. And he's got a great story about how he turned just an idea that was scrolled on a napkin into reality. And we all want to know how that works. So please join me May 9th for that on empowerradio.com.
Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show today. This was fun.
Yes, thank you for having me. I love it. And thanks for the cool music. I was singing along and dancing over here, so I appreciated that.
The dancing's a very important part of the show. Thank you so much. That was Lisa Jesline. You can find out more about Lisa and her work at facebook.com/intuitiveyou. And that's all the time we have for today. Please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. And thank you for listening. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out of the Fog, with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Yeah.
Fog. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
World.